KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky, 17 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 38. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. A pursuit early this morning in Fremont County resulted in an arrest. Sheriff's officials say deputies in Fremont County were called to assist an Atchison County, Missouri deputy in pursuit of a vehicle traveling north on Interstate 29. Upon entering Fremont County, deputies were able to box in the suspect vehicle at the 11-mile marker of I-29 northbound. Taken into custody was 18-year-old Jesse Calvin Rondell. Rondell was charged with assault on a peace officer, felony eluding, OWI, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $7,300 cash bond. Officials at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources say the Smithfield farmland plant in Denison had reported a small spill Monday at around 1:15 p.m. About 50 gallons of processed wastewater from the plant flowed into a storm drain which empties into the Boyer River, and that occurred after a small electrical fire in a room at 11 a.m. in the morning. Plant operator shut down the power and pumps to prevent further potential damage. The power outage caused the spillage of untreated wastewater. The DNR says it will follow up with the facility. Atlantic School District Technology Coordinator Roger Warren on Monday updated the school board on technology-related matters. Warren said his department had been very busy with maintenance and looking ahead to future equipment upgrades. One of the things on his wish list for the next budgeting session is some additional surveillance cameras. Last year, he says, 25 cameras were added to the high school and middle school in Atlantic.
In the 2015-16, that's what I believe needs to be done in the future years to try to keep ahead of the game, or to keep the status, keep things going.
Warren deferred to the school principals as to whether or not replacement or additional cameras will be needed in their respective buildings. Middle school principal Josh Rasmussen said the cameras installed at the high school have helped him tremendously this year.
It's been a great addition, I can tell you that much. And I might have something happen every week, but I have a very good picture of what happens. They're clear, they're good.
Washington Elementary Principal Stacy Horning and Schuler Principal James Northwick said their schools have the old analog cameras instead of the clearer digital versions, and Warren acknowledged they do have their drawbacks.
The analog systems are a tough system to see and things like that, and it's kind of tough to use. But they do have something.
He said it wouldn't be difficult at all to add more digital cameras to the system the district already has in place. Warren said also they updated the slide card access controls to each of the district's buildings, and as an added security measure, over the Thanksgiving break, the locks will be changed so there is one lock and one key used to get into the buildings. A limited number of people will have access to those keys. He also spoke about the one-to-one laptop computer initiative, which began in August with 465 of the devices being used throughout the district.
The cart that we bought here a year ago that we kind of use as the contingency plan, it scared the bejesus out of me when I seen 465 and I only bought 475 because I wanted to make sure I had plenty. Come to find out that I was okay, that I had plenty. The next two classes coming in, the next 2 years coming into freshman class, I actually drop off about 15 students to a class. So that's where it helped out that I'll have plenty of, as I call it, contingency, or probably a leeway to make sure that we get through the four-year cycle with 475 plus. Basically, we have 500 machines to give to use.
Warren says there were some accidents, including liquid spilled on three of the machines the students had and two broken screens caused by earbuds that were left on the keyboard when the lids were slammed shut. Those computers had to be sent in for repairs. Their warranty service covered those repairs, but Warren said the kids are learning that the devices are expensive and they need to take better care of them, or else their teachers can take the machines away.
They need to become comfortable with the fact that that device is not theirs. They're so used to a cell phone, they pull out a cell phone, you could take the cell phone or tell them to put it away, something that they actually owned. This is not something they own. If you're not doing what you should be doing, and I asked you that a few times, they can walk over, shut it, and take it. They might scream about it, but getting teachers over that hurdle, I think, is one of the things that we have to, that we're working on.
Elsewhere in the news, Governor Terry Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds on Monday announced that Union County, Mitchell County, Dubuque County, and the city of Marion have met the criteria to become designated as home base Iowa communities. They also announced all three Regents institutions, the University of Iowa, ISU, and University of Northern Iowa, Hawkeye Community College, and University of Dubuque have become designated as home base Iowa Certified Higher Academic Military Partners, or CHAMPs. Union County, Mitchell County, Dubuque County, and the city of Marion joined the four existing communities, Greene County, Howard County, Clark, and Floyd counties, in becoming certified home-base Iowa communities. To become a home-base Iowa community, an area must meet the criteria of 10% of its businesses signing on as home-base Iowa businesses. Local government supports the effort. Signage indicates the community is a home-based Iowa community, and the community creates local incentives that offer additional benefits for veterans and that complement those in the statewide Home Base Iowa Act. The Union County Home Base Iowa Task Force created a Veterans Support Fund in which a qualifying veteran can receive up to $2,000 to reside in the county and be employed by a Union County Home Base Iowa business. Additionally, qualifying veterans may receive up to $5,000 through the Southern Iowa Council of Governments Housing Trust Fund Military Home Ownership Program, thereby leveraging the statewide incentive package. Authorities say three people remain hospitalized following a two-car collision that killed five people near Sloan over the weekend. The Iowa State Patrol says 70-year-old Larry Malone and 37-year-old Jessica Malone were being treated at Mercy Medical Center in Sioux City. 53-year-old Jashay Gaday is in the Nebraska Medicine Center in Omaha. Sioux City television station KTIV reports Gaday was traveling on Highway 141 Saturday. He overcorrected the vehicle, causing it to enter the opposite lane and collide with a car driven by Larry Malone, Gaday's passengers, and 60-year-old Batha Gramidan died in the crash. Two of Larry Malone's passengers, 80-year-old Donna Tim and 70-year-old Myrna Malone, also were killed. That crash remains under investigation. A Northwest Iowa man accused of sexually abusing his wife and forcing her to terminate pregnancies has pleaded not guilty to the charges. The 54-year-old man entered the written plea Monday in Buena Vista County District Court. He's charged with two counts of second-degree sexual abuse, five counts of forced consent to termination of human pregnancy, two counts of assault while participating in a felony, and one count of tampering with a witness. Police said the man forced his wife between October of 2012 and April of 2014 to take pills that resulted in the termination of two pregnancies. The woman told police her husband threatened her with a machete during the sexual assaults. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.